The district received in FY14. FY15 numbers are still being run through, but FY14 numbers, that was about $13.5 million. Under the new formula, as it were, the district would only receive about $1.5 million. If the grants that the legislation is proposing are fully funded, that makes up that $12 million difference, and the district would remain at a steady level. If those grants are not fully funded, that's where things would become more difficult for Unit 4.
These grants, if we could talk about those more specifically,
mm-hmm.
What is the basis for these grants that this bill is talking about using? How are those grants allocated, and how does that money get distributed?
There are really two grants that would impact the district. The first is the PTEL grant, or most people know PTEL as tax caps, and that is a grant that the state gives to districts who are capped under the property tax extension limitation law in order to make up for the fact that they cannot fully access revenues that they may otherwise be able to receive based on how the state formula is calculated. So for Unit 4, that would be, I believe, $3.3 million. And that grant historically has been funded and certainly would expect that would continue to be funded, though it's just difficult to know. The second grant is what's being termed in the legislation as an adequacy grant. And the adequacy grant is actually new money. There is not an existing source for that money. That would be about $8.6 million. That is money that is intended to make districts whole from where they were at the baseline year. So as things may fluctuate in terms of the formula, the adequacy grant would be given to the district to essentially ensure that it doesn't lose money. But it's difficult to say on the one hand that, you know, there's not money to fund certain things, and on the other hand say, but you're going to get this grant that is entirely new money to make up the difference. And that's where we're just being very, very vigilant in talking with our state legislators and the sponsor of the bill, that everyone is aware of the situation, and something that certainly we're following very closely.
And what are you hearing from local legislators and from Senator Menard, the sponsor of this legislation, about where this bill stands, the likelihood that it could be taken up by the General Assembly here in the near future?
The concept of addressing changes to the state funding formula is something that is kind of a consistent theme, not only in Senate Bill 1, but also there's a provision for addressing the state funding formula in Senate Bill 318, which is the property tax freeze legislation, as well as House Bill 4272, which deals with the pension cost shift to school districts. The changes to the school funding formula are a part of all of those bills. So I'm confident that there will be some action taken that, you know, moves the ball forward. Exactly what that will be and under what time frame, I think, is you know, more difficult to predict at this point, given some of the other challenges that they're facing in Springfield.
Why is it that Unit 4 is affected by this legislation so much more than it seems most of the other districts in this area, Urbana, Danville, Mahomet Seymour? It looks like Unit 4 is the one that stands to take the biggest hit in terms of money from that general fund.
We're in a very unique situation in that we have really a very strong and growing property tax base. And, you know, the ability to tap into a local property tax base is something that is weighted very heavily in the formula. So the fact that we are able to do that is something that, for purposes of this legislation, something that is kind of a strike against us. The majority of our revenues are from local property taxes. And so, you know, we want to be sure that, you know, we're watching things very closely, because while we have the strong local property tax base, we also have a very diverse student population, a very diverse set of needs. And we want to be sure that we're doing all that we can to protect the services that we are providing to students and that the community expects that the district will provide to students, and opportunities for staff and ultimately for our community.